For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Polling in Kentucky shows billionaire Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump enjoys strong support from the region's white working class, an often overlooked group of voters. This angry election season has caused many writers to focus on the deep disconnect among white workers. Jeff Young from the Ohio Valley Resource spoke with three authors about why the white working class has such a dark outlook on the nation's future.
One look at the titles in my local bookstore and I knew something was up. White trash, white rage, hillbilly elegy. Writers are taking a new, some would say overdue, look at the white working class. Robert P. Jones of the Public Religion Research Institute uses demographics to explain what he calls the end of white Christian America.
If we go back just two election cycles ago to 2008, when Barack Obama was first running for president, the country was a solidly majority white Christian country. 54% of the country identified as white and Christian in 2008. That number today, from our latest surveys, is 43%. And with that really passing from the scene, that sense of anxiety and dislocation was actually underneath what was fueling so many of our debates.
So do you see what you're describing there playing out in the Trump campaign and Trumpism?
Well, Donald Trump has essentially converted these values voters into, I've argued, into nostalgia voters. His slogan, this kind of make America great again, that last word again really does harken back, I think, to a time when white Christian churches and people had much more power in the culture than they have today.
In Hillbilly Elegy, J.D. Vance draws on personal experience in small-town Ohio and Kentucky. It's a searing account of a childhood amid the chaos of addiction and abuse, challenges Vance says outside observers don't fully appreciate.
And if I wanted to show people what those problems really looked like, there wasn't a better way for me to open up my own life and my own family and say, look, this is what it looks like when you're really struggling to get ahead.
We spoke via Skype. Vance told me he thinks a lot of rural Americans are voting out of a sense of despair.
Folks are really struggling with heroin. Families are breaking down, increasing mortality rates, and so forth. They don't believe anymore in the promise of the American dream. They don't believe that hard work can connect them to better opportunities because they just don't believe that no matter what they do, that they're going to have a better life. That feeling isn't made up. It doesn't come from nowhere. And so I do think that there's an important element of despair.
But historian Nancy Eisenberg cautions that Vance's personal story can put too much emphasis on individual choice over structural problems.
Blaming it on family dysfunction, blaming it on drug addiction, misses that these are rooted in economic dislocation.
Eisenberg's book, White Trash, shows poor Americans have repeatedly been ridiculed and blamed for their own misfortune.
We really begin to see this focus on how they are a group of people who have so many defects that somehow they can never be assimilated into normal society. And this is a really important argument. This is how Americans can ignore class. If you claim that no education, no charity is actually going to help uplift these people because of their derelict ways, essentially, then you can write them off.
And Eisenberg sees quite a bit of that attitude on display today in media depictions of rural Southern and Appalachian voters. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.